Anna DeVlanta sent us an email last night and said, wow, who knew? I didn't know, Anna. Walk us through this 911 story.
You know, so I've been looking into this for a while, John. I had heard that there were extreme backlogs, particularly on weekends in the city, for 911 calls. And I've been looking into it. Several people had reached out and said, you know, this is what we're seeing, particularly on the weekends, when we're learning that the response times for 911 calls are nearly double what they were in 2019. And these are not nuisance calls. They're not guy loitering on the street or, you know, guy doing something, whatever, that's just annoying. These are the priority 1A calls, assaults in progress, crimes that are happening right now that deserve and require immediate police attention. And I just, can I play just a little of the scanner for you here? Because this is just one zone of the city. This past weekend, Saturday afternoon, not Saturday overnight.
This weekend, Saturday afternoon. Okay.
Let's just play a little bit of it here for you.
Domestic disturbance with 2 hours and 8 minutes, 9147 southbound Dodson. Shots fired, 6 minutes, 9128 southbound Crandon. Criminal damage to property report, 3 hours, 33 minutes, 9116 southbound Yates. Assault in progress, 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Assault in progress, 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah, I can't believe that's what I'm hearing.
I can't believe it either. It's just not what I thought. 3 hours and 16 minutes seems crazy and wrong. And let's just play a little more here. A lot more to talk about, but let me just dip into this for a second.
7831 South on Cregear. Robbery just occurred at 79th Street Beach. Domestic disturbance with 54 minutes on it. 9119 South on Exchange. Criminal damage to property in progress, 1 hour, 53 minutes on it, 8903 South at South Chicago Avenue. We have a lockout with 2 hours on it, 8714 South on Manistee. Suspicious auto with occupants with 37 minutes on it, 92nd in Houston. Assist citizen, 87th in Houston. We have a domestic disturbance with 3 hours and 41 minutes on it, 9521 South on Bennett. We have a person down, 95th in Marin. Person wanted, 11435 South on Ewing with 3 hours and 28 minutes on it. A 4 hour and 17 minute old disturbance at pound one. A recovered stolen auto with 3 hours and 2 minutes on it at pound one. A disturbance. And that's at Pennington 4. And then for our units in 6, a disturbance 1510 west on 80th Street.
All right. So you heard it there, John. Some of those things don't seem like they need immediate attention, like a lockout or, a recovered stolen auto. That can take some time. But domestic disturbances this weekend were taking over 2 hours for police to respond to. You heard one of them there, domestic disturbance, 3 hours and 41 minutes. And they're still calling for a unit. There is no unit available. That's why it's going on this rotation, putting that out there.
The woman that's saying all of those things, the dispatch operator, was that a mashup over the course of a day, or why was she just clicking all of those off so quick?
Great question. This is what the 911 operators do when there are no available units for calls. Usually, that backlog is so small that it just goes out there and says, hey, we're still waiting on a unit for this call.
So she'll pause and just say, here's the laundry list of things that are outstanding if anybody can respond.
Anybody out there? Come on out. Help us out.
That was not a mashup of all day long. That was her just saying, hey, y'all. And one of those is like criminal damage in progress, hour 53 minutes. So for 2 hours, somebody's watching somebody bust something up.
Right.
And you think, boy, the cops, boy, you're going to get in trouble. Well, the police don't show up.
You're connecting the right dots here because you think about suspicious person calls or something like that, or guy with a knife, and how quickly that can escalate into an actual violent attack. If an officer was there to intervene, it may not. And we have an exact example about that this very weekend. Downtown, there were two men armed who approached a couple near Water Tower. They tried to rob them, didn't work, but they showed their guns, and it was a super scary thing. And then they jumped into their stolen vehicle, crashed that on the inner drive, then went on and carjacked another guy 6 or 7 blocks over by, on McClure Court. And so, perfect example, there were 911 calls for each of those incidences,
right,
and no available units. You think, gosh, if only a cop had been there for the first thing, these guys wouldn't have committed 4 or 5 crimes.
And in that area, I mean, you and I live and work around there, and it seems to me like I see a lot of police in that area.
Well, that's the thing, John. I mean, that's the thing. You and I have talked about this before, the blue flashing lights on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Some people like them. They make them feel more secure. I don't love them. Those units, 911 operators will tell you, they're not available. to respond. They're there. That's their detail. They have to sit there. Now, if someone, you know, rolls across their window, they'll get out. But if there's an attack a block or two away and this has happened, they cannot send them
to leave their crime. Well, why don't we put mannequins in there or dogs or something?
Right.
Just to, if it's all about the flashing blue light. So then what's the solution if that's the problem?
You know, that's a great question. We'll be talking about this on News Nation tonight because I think a lot of people come at this and say, well, one of the issues is we are down police manpower. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. 1,800 down from the peak a couple years ago, pre-pandemic levels. And you don't have all that many people applying to be in the academy. It's just a fact. They are the 800 officers are retiring as of right now. 800, and we're in August. The academy is graduating them at the rate of 30 to 50 roughly per quarter. I think there's one class right now that's 90. We'll see how many graduates, but it doesn't add up in terms of that doesn't replenish your available officers very quickly at that rate.
So we need to hire more officers, and I wonder, how do you attract more people? Is it more money? Is it better conditions or circumstances?
I mean, I think there's no question the anti-police sentiment has contributed to people not wanting to be officers. The violence and the increase in violence has also been a factor. It's a tough, tough job always. And lately, I think the officers would tell you it's gotten even tougher. I think there are real conversations, John, and I know you've talked about on your show about there are certain calls that police officers should not respond to, and we should really be having hard conversations about that. Mental health is on that list, I would say, even drug overdoses and things like that. But we're not even getting to that right now. They're not able to even, I mean, they can't even get to a domestic violence call or an assault in progress. This isn't really talking about allocation of resources at this point. And I know people are concerned
because they don't have the resources to allocate. And so just, I know we just have a little bit more audio, Pete, but can you play just one more clip that sort of demonstrates, or have we heard them both? We've heard them both, okay. But those, but the time stamps on those, where she just says, domestic violence.
2 hours, 8 minutes. Shots fired, 6 minutes. Criminal damage to property, 3 hours and 33 minutes.
I'm amazed that they sort of air their laundry list that way, but that's going out to the other officers saying if you can intervene.
Every 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so, a 911 operator will do this, and they'll also hit the computers. One thing I should mention, and not to pat ourselves on the back here, but this is normally encrypted audio. The scanner traffic, the city now encrypts, because there is good reasons for that and bad reasons I can get into, but we were able, so normally they don't speak so freely on the police radio as they go to the computer and it pops up on the onboard computer for the officer. But this is just an example of what I've been trying to prove for months now, because I keep hearing this anecdotally from different people within the emergency response team.
You will be on News Nation tonight?
I will be on, yes.
Leland?
I believe I'll be on Leland. We're still working out the times, tonight on News Nation.
Anna DeVlantis also on WGN Radio. Wow, Anna. Amazing. Thank you. Come back anytime.
Thanks, John.